That, of course, already Wednesday, not almost Wednesday, as I said earlier on, and that means it's time for Lisa Christensen to join us with her weekly music column. Today, Lisa brings us a preview of the Vancouver Cantonese Opera's bilingual fusion piece, The Awakening. Now, the opera, which is set during the Chinese Exclusion Act, doesn't make its debut until next year. But this Saturday at the main branch of the Vancouver Public Library, there's a special public workshop to introduce the new work. And to learn more about The Awakening, the Vancouver Cantonese Opera, as well, Lisa headed out to Surrey to meet the woman behind the project.
My name is Rosa Chang. I'm the founder and artistic director of the Vancouver Cantonese Opera.
And we're currently in the headquarters. So we're out in Surrey here at your home, and it is quite beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. We've been in this house for 40 years.
And this is where you keep all the costumes?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a big set of cupboards here in the back. Oh my, look at all of that.
Like we don't hang it up.
Yes.
Because when you hang it up, it spoils the costume.
So this is, how many costumes do you have here?
I don't know, hundreds, more than that. Okay, this is a costume for the princess and the queen. And you can see on the lady's costume, you see a lot of phoenix. Phoenix is a legendary animal. So maybe peacock or something, right? Phoenix. So, and then you can see many flowers. They are all embroidery.
And who does the work?
We got it from Beijing. Mm-hmm. So in the olden days, it's all by hand. But now, because it's so expensive labor, so now I guess it's by machine. I got this costume maybe 20 years ago from Beijing. At that time, it cost me about 1,500 Canadian at that time.
So tell me about the beginnings of forming this opera society. What happened?
When I was young, Cantonese opera was considered as very old-fashioned, so slow and long. And then I came to Canada in 1975. And then after raising my family, and then one day we went to see a performance in Chinatown from the Zhen Hua Xing. And then after that, I find it interesting.
So what is it that happened when you were watching it in Chinatown? Like you said, you knew of it, but did some change happen?
When I was in Hong Kong in high school, we were in kind of like a mini skirt. And so we, Western cultures, at that time it was Beatles. So I very seldom listened to Cantonese opera. But when I watch the opera here, I find it very funny, okay? Because that was 30 years ago, right? So the costume and the makeup, and they are not really authentic. And also I saw one of the artists when he was performing on stage, and he had a watch. And also he wrote down his script here. So cheating,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was very funny. So then, maybe because I became older, so then you start want to learn more about your culture. Yeah, that's why we started.
But you don't just do, take operas that exist already. You're writing your own.
I started thinking of fusion opera in year 2020, the pandemic. Yeah, because during the pandemic, nothing happened. Because I was just thinking, okay, I'm going to jump off the plane without a parachute. If I jump, well, the worst is just to die, right? So that's the beginning.
And the Awakening, so you're going to preview kind of this at the library, yeah, on Saturday. Tell me a bit about that story.
Okay, that story is about Chinese-Canadian during the Exclusion Act, the era, 20 years. And they were confined in Chinatown. They were not welcome outside. And also they had many discrimination and racism. When I When I read about them, or when I, there was a lot of film by nowadays going back telling the story, I became very emotional, because what happened if I was there at that time? What would I do? And it's so unfair. So, like, the reason we do this awakening is not to think about the racism, people, not think about the negative side. I want to tell people the resilience of the Chinese Canadian at that time. How did they go through 20 years of those hardship? I wish people, they can put their feet in their shoes to feel how they felt at that time. Chinese opera is different than the Western opera because we have singing, we have martial arts, we have miming, and we have all kind of fighting scenes. And then, so we're telling story, but with different form. Mm. And so that's what we have saying is 1 minute on stage, 10 years of practice. So it's very true. I started late. I'm not started when I was young. No, I started when I have a family. So for me, it's not easy. And for someone who, but I'm a very stubborn person.
But you must also really love it.
Yes, it's my passion.
Yes.
It's my, I guess I'm a very persistent person. When I want to learn something, I really put my time in. So I think if you want to do, and also we have the thing is, you should sing every day. Chinese is, your ear never leave your mouth.
Can you sing something for me right now?
Okay.
I know it's early.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to sing a very famous arrears from the Flower Princess. Lok fa mun tin bai yut gong zi yat bui fu zin fong toi sang dai noi fa dai loi sang hang yun song sang bui zi di nang tau tau hon tau tau mong koi dai loi dai loi ngam bi sang go pun dai king wong pa fu ma sik luen fong pui bat gam sun goi pun nao lam chuen yang. So this is my singing voice.
Beautiful. And you do this every day?
Yes. You have to sing almost every day.
Yes. That was really beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That is Lisa Christensen in conversation with Rosa Chang, founder and artistic director of the Vancouver Cantonese Opera. What an amazing voice. So great to hear that. And Saturday's public workshop at the VPL Main Branch runs from 1 until 4 p.m. And The Awakening opens next year, October of 2026. But you get a little bit of a preview this weekend, 1 to 4 at the Vancouver Public Library downtown. October, of course, means that Halloween is not